welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I'm Conrad, and today I am joined by the shapely form of Michael Marshall.
I wonder what sort of shape it is. Actually, I know what sort of shape it is.
It's not a good manly. Shape. Manly.
It's one of those shapes that you come up with excuses like, why have a six pack when you can carry around an entire barrel?
But it is considerably less than it was before.
It is considerably less at the beginning of the year, so it's not as less as Slimming Man of Cromer, but
oh God. Let's leave him out.
But in the rain, so he'll shrink some more.
Exactly right. Yeah.
So why are you bothering me?
You said come and record some Fool's Daily, so I'm doing that. You wanted to talk about Kickstarter again. People must be bored with Kickstarter.
Well, perhaps they are.
Restic and Kickstarter.
I liked what you did there. That was very good. So yeah, Kickstarter's had a bit of a, or gaming Kickstarter's had a bit of a wobble this week. And
what happened?
I was quite surprised. So there were two Kickstarters up. One was a game called Fallen Frontiers.
Okay.
Which was a sci-fi skirmish game.
Yep. Who's that from, Mike?
It's produced by Scale Miniatures. They're the people who make those Scale 75, large 75 millimeter characters.
So UK company, essentially.
They're a Spanish company with a UK operation.
Right, okay.
And then the other one was Bunnies versus Zombies.
Well, that just sounds stupid anyway.
Bunnies versus Zombies sounds awesome.
Bunny Girls versus Zombies, that sounds awesome.
No. which was designed by a third party, but was going to be published by Ninja Division.
Okay.
Who are
Relic Knights.
I don't know if it's renamed Soda Pop or a company that exists above Soda Pop that is sort of doing the public, that's handling publishing in the same way that Cool Mini or Not handles publishing.
Yeah.
Obviously Zombicide, for example, is by Guillotine Games, but it is published by Cool Mini.
Yep.
And I think Ninja Division are sort of trying to do the same thing. So there was this, this Bunnies vs. Zombies game. It's not a Soda Pop property, but it is a Ninja Division property, in the same way that Relic Knights is a Soda Pop property rather than a Ninja Division property. Does that make sense?
Yep. So you, I'm taking it that you had backed both these games.
So I backed both of these. So let's talk Fallen Frontiers first. So I backed Fallen Frontiers because of my ongoing
quest
attempt. Yes, to find a skirmish sci-fi game.
The sci-fi nirvana that you're looking for.
Yeah, I don't want to play a large-scale sci-fi game
with Tonka toys.
Though some of those models. I mean, I really like the models for 40K.
Yeah.
I think some of the big plastic kits that they do are absolutely awesome.
No, you're right.
The orc stuff that they've got coming out at the moment is just some beautiful, beautiful figures. When I think back to when I did play orcs back in Rogue Trader days, how far the miniatures have come, I think they're awesome. But I don't want to play 40K. I have no real interest in it. I like the figures, or I like some of the figures, but I don't want to play that sort of rule set.
It sounds as though you have to invest a load of money in demons in 40K these days.
Well, they seem to be the new hotness, don't they? So I looked at Infinity, and Infinity had, again, it has beautiful miniatures. They are annoying as hell to make. because they're metal and they have incredibly small contact points. You know, so small that you need like a 0.5 millimeter drill to be able to drill anything.
Yeah.
Which just leads to drill snapping. So, you know, I tried Infinity and I didn't really get along with it. And the rule book is just unintelligible. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
You need you need an experienced player to sort of.
Yeah, you need to be taught by an experienced player. Now they're doing a Kickstarter soon-ish for a third edition of that, and there's supposed to be a starter box and things in there. And I'll look at that Kickstarter when it comes along, because like as I said, I do like the Infinity figures. But someone pointed me in the direction of this Fallen Frontiers, and so I looked at it and I thought, this is pretty good. The figures look nice. They're interesting. There's four initial factions. The two in the starter box are quite interesting. They're sort of a take on Space Marines and a take on Orcs. Sort of Orcs crossed with Dark Elves, almost.
Yeah.
And then the other two factions are sort of a, I don't know, in 40K terms, an Imperial Guard type looking faction. So tunics with body armor over the top. And then a very Borg like faction. And I thought, okay, they're pretty good. I really liked the Borg figures, or the drawings and renders. I thought they're pretty good. So I pledged for that. And then I talked to a few people locally, and they were interested. And I thought, well, I could, if I upped the pledge to the top level pledge, then I've got something. You know, I'll sell on the other sets and we can mix and match and we're good. And so I backed it and went away and thought. And then there was quite a lot of stuff about the material for first of all, it was the scale of the figures. And they were going for 40 millimeter figures. But then
An unusual decision in itself.
It's an unusual decision in itself. But they posted pictures of them next to, or their, you know, their pre-production pieces next to other, you know, Terminators and things like that. And yes, they were bigger. They weren't massively bigger, so your current scenery sets would still work. It wouldn't, you know, maybe what had been a waist-high fence might be now a thigh-high fence or something.
Yeah.
But other than possibly doors, it was all going to work. And they went down a game store and they took pictures against Mantix Dread Zone terrain and things like that. And it all looked good. And I, you know, with the bigger scale figures, easier to paint. You can, you know, you're not painting, the details aren't quite as tiny. So can you do better paint jobs and things? I'm thinking, yeah, this would be nice.
And I'm guessing that, you know, with their 54mm stuff, that, you know, that's a natural sort of choice for them to set. Well, it's not a natural choice. It's an easier choice for them to produce good figures as well. So,
yeah.
Gaming gravy, as it were, you know?
Yeah. But they took quite a bit of time to come up with the scale pictures. And so there was some mumblings in the commentary about, you know, in the Kickstarter comments about it. And okay, I was ignoring that. But then they came to the material, and there was a lot of discussion about materials, and there was a lot of conflicting statements that they made. And at one point they announced it was going to, the figures were going to be produced in HIPS,
which is the high
impact polystyrene.
Yeah, so it's hard plastic, so, essentially.
Yeah, so basically the same stuff that Malifaux figures are made of.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, I'm there. That's a brilliant material to work with. It's easy to modify. It goes together like a charm with polystyrene cement. If the bits aren't quite right, you've got wiggle room, because obviously when you're gluing it with polystyrene cement, it melts the two bits, so you get a little bit of wiggle. Brilliant, I thought. I'm there. The project passed its funding goal, which was 90 grand. They said that they were going to give people some free figures. Excellent. It's all going nicely in the right direction.
So is this UK GBP?
This is GBP. So it did 90. It got, I think the highest it got to was £92,000. funding goal was £90,000. So it just passed the funding goal, but it passed the funding goal. There was still plenty of time to go. 20 days, I think, on the Kickstarter.
Okay.
Okay. It's looking good.
And how long had the Kickstarter been running for?
I think it took a week to reach its funding goal.
Which is pretty damn good, really, then, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that was good. I mean, it was going in the right direction.
Sounds as though people were interested, supporting it. It's made its funding, so things are looking good.
Yeah.
What happened?
And then they did an update where they changed their minds on the material. And they went from everything will be in hips, everything will be in hips if it hits 130 grand.
Okay, that's a big difference then.
Yeah. Now, when you looked at how it was going and how it was trending, it was going to be nip and tuck, basically, whether it would hit the 130 grand.
Yeah.
Now, if it doesn't hit the 130 grand, then the models are in resin. Now, the problem with the market at the moment that I'm having is when people talk resin, is it resin as in, say, Infamy is using for its miniatures, which is the same, you know, very similar to the stuff that Mercy Miniatures uses for their models.
So we're talking real resin, essentially.
Real resin. Or Restic, and it was impossible to get an answer out whether it was Restic. And then they posted a sprue, and it looked like it was spun resin.
Right.
And at that point, I'm thinking, you know, I don't want Restic, really. I'm going to have to deal with Restic when Relic Knights finally turns up.
Have you much experience of Restic or not?
I had. I've dealt with it from Sedition Wars. And I had a whole load of stuff from Mantic from the Kings of War Kickstarter that they did back when I was still playing Warhammer on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So I have dealt with it in the past.
And how were them eggs for you then?
I didn't really like it.
It's messy. I think is the worst thing about
it. It's not my favorite material. And so I was starting to worry at this point. And so I reduced my pledge down. But I wasn't the only one who was doing this. There were obviously a lot of people who were concerned about it at this point. There was a lot of conflicting information coming out of the company. And pledges started to leave. And what started as the odd pledger would cancel turned into an avalanche.
So we've got a certain amount of potential lemming behavior there as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you see that the thing's going down. I think on one day they lost 27 pledges. Now, I've not been in a Kickstarter where I've seen that happen before.
From a funding point of view, how much does that? What's 27 pledges worth to them?
Well, it depends. Yeah. I mean, they ended up when they cancelled it yesterday. At its peak, it took it back below the funding level, but back below the 90,000. So it was now unfunded again. And having been funded and then gone to unfunded, I think that was the death blow. Because people just saw it going in one direction. And if you looked at KickTrack, which is a very useful website for tracking how Kickstarters are going to do and where they think you're going to do, so you can have sort of plan your stretch goals and things, it was just collapsing. And when they cancelled it yesterday, it had gone from 622 backers down to 588. So it had lost 40 people. But, I mean, obviously a lot of people, I mean, certainly like myself, we knew it was either going to be cancelled or it was never going to fund. So there was no actual need to go in and do the cancel your pledge thing.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, you stop getting the updates. And it ended up, and when they cancelled it, it was on £80,000. So it lost, you know, £12,000, £13,000 worth of its funding.
And how much time was left for it to go as well, just as a matter of interest?
No, it had another 12 days to go, I think. Maybe 11 days.
I just think that making strategic business decisions on a product during that time is wrong.
I was surprised they cancelled it. I don't know what the logic behind cancelling it is.
Because they still could have funded potentially.
They could have funded if they could, if they turned it around. It would have been risky. I mean, what they said was that after several days of hard working trying to make this campaign a success, and after realizing that we can't reach the minimum goal to fund this project, we have decided to cancel funding and rethink the way of release of our product. You see, this is one of the issues. It's because it's run by Spanish guys. When they're writing in English, it's causing them issues.
Yeah. So I think what will happen with that is that you will see a new Kickstarter potentially with it. Because, I mean, the one valuable thing I would take away from it, if I was them, was from a market research point of view, it's clear to me, if I was the business owner, what the punters want.
Yeah.
And I'd just go away and come back in a couple of weeks' time with a... Or maybe longer, because people will have lost faith to a certain extent as well.
Yeah, they've got to go away for 3 or 4 months at least.
But essentially go away with the figures right for the right material and, you know, basically for the product to be right to sell.
Yeah, I agree. And they were very good at the beginning of getting out via social media. They were on, you know, they did interviews on Beasts of War and they were at all the conventions and things. It's just... That material decision, when it suddenly became, it was 130 grand to be in hips, because it took a long time to get them to answer the material question. And it does seem to be something that people are concerned about now.
Yeah.
When it comes to gaming Kickstarters.
Especially tabletop. I mean, what's the zombie side stuff in?
Oh, right, yeah, so the zombie side is just PVC type stuff.
Yeah.
It actually takes but it takes paint pretty well, actually.
Well, that's good. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, for a board game compared to a tabletop game,
I think there is a definite expectation. The other one, the
Bunnies one.
Bunnies versus Zombies. I'm not quite sure why that one failed. I think...
The bunnies rose up in...
No, I think it's poor communication again.
In what sense, then?
So the interesting thing with Bunnies versus Zombies is...
No.
In the same way that the Super Dungeon Explorer 2nd Edition Kickstarter, which funded successfully with a massive amount of money... did they only have one pledge level? It's basically an $80 pledge level
for the game, essentially.
Yeah,
yeah.
And all the free stretch, so that gives you the game and all the free stretch goals. And then there is an add-on. There's effectively an add-on menu that enables you to buy extra things. The stretch goals are laid out in such a way that one stretch goal will be free and then the next stretch goal will be a $10 add-on or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think what it was is just poor communication, because there are six game modes in the box. Six different ways of playing Bunnies versus Zombies.
That sounds as though that could be fun.
But they didn't communicate any of that to start with. And then they communicated that there was a horde mode, which is sort of just like a video game horde mode, where they just keep coming and coming and coming.
Yeah, Zulu.
Yeah, and it goes from level 1, which has, to level 40, and each level has a specified number of zombies.
Yeah.
But you need extra zombies for it.
Okay.
So, which they sold for $20, but you don't know how many you need for level 40, because they didn't tell you what's the maximum number of zombies that you need to be able to put on the board at any one time. You don't know. And then on Friday the 13th, so last Friday, they just gave away, they just announced, oh, here's a whole load of free content. So your pledge, your $80 pledge, suddenly got you a whole load more. And it actually got you things that I missed that it was giving you, because they were chucking stuff, free stuff at you so quickly.
Yeah.
But it still wasn't doing, it still wasn't getting the numbers, and it just stalled. It got a big initial burst and then it just stopped.
And they've
One was picking it up. However much free stuff they were throwing on it, it just wouldn't take off. And I don't know why. But I don't know why it wouldn't take off, because I've seen sillier ideas for board games get funded.
Did they do the whole? Because I mean, one of the key things with this whole funding thing is the whole social media stuff. You know, you've got to promote the hell out of whatever you're selling.
Yeah, and maybe that's it. I mean, they were very poor at communicating on the in the comments with the backers. They didn't seem to generate a massive amount of buzz around it. Which again surprised me, because if you look at the artwork and things, it's a very unique style, cartoony artwork, certainly for games. It's very unique style type artwork. And I just don't understand why. I mean, they say they're going to come back again, and I assume they will, because they seem to have done, you know, they've got a massive amount of the art assets and things already done.
Yeah, and that costs money.
So they have to look to get their things. The way they span it is, Ninja Division is looking forward to the prospect of creating a dynamic board game that puts bunny heroes against the zombie horde. We feel there's an opportunity to expand the content of this game and create an animated play experience. I don't know what an animated play experience is.
That sounds strange.
Well, I wonder if they're going to tie it in with a video game or something, because they have got a lot of nice art. Because of this, we're going to put the current campaign on pause and come back at a later date.
If it's going to be a computer game in terms of like a tablet phone type game, then okay, fair enough. But you need the gaming content. But tie-ins with games don't necessarily, I think they're harder to market. You know,
I think they are. I mean, the other cancelled one, the weird one.
Yes.
Where it had, you know, miniatures and a crossover card game and
didn't fund.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you think, you know, going back to a grumpy gaming episode, do you think we are starting to see the plateau in terms of Kickstarters and gaming and things like that?
I think the big test is going to be Zombicide.
Oh, what, the new one?
Zombicide Season 3.
Mm-hmm. But it's got an established audience already.
Yeah, it's got an established audience, but are people going to...
It's the classic human condition of, have I got enough of this? Am I playing what I've got? Does it warrant another spend?
Yes.
Versus OCD wargaming.
Yeah. Now some of the things they previewed, for Zombicide, I find interesting. But I'm a massive Zombicide fan. I mean, I've talked about it before on many shows. I play it with my family. You know, it's a brilliant game for us all to sit down
and have
on an afternoon and play.
It's the modern-day Monopoly.
It is. Now, do I have far too many survivors to ever play them all?
Yes.
Will I, in Zombicide 3, still buy all the extra survivors? Yes, I will. And there are other things that they're showing. They're showing... crawler walkers, you know, walkers with no legs.
Yep.
And they're also showing three-dimensional doors and windows and things, just to add some height to the board, which I think will be cool. I've seen some people complain, why do I want that? And I'm thinking, no, I want those. They look brilliant. I'd love to have proper doors on all the buildings and everything. But then, I'd love it if it was a three-dimensional board.
Yeah, I was about to say, then do you want wall sections and things like that?
Oh yes, I really do.
But then,
especially
do you
if
want,
it came pre-painted.
Do you want bunnies in there as well?
I would have loved bunnies. But I think that's going to be a big test. I think the other ones that are going to be interesting to watch, I think the Infamy Kickstarter is going to be very interesting to watch next month. I don't know, is the market fed up of steampunky games? Steampunky skirmish games?
Possibly.
Based on twisted fairy tales. Because it's interesting, there's two coming up. There's Infamy,
yep,
which is launching in July, and then there's Twisted Tales, which is August, September time.
Potentially earlier.
Which are, you know, beautiful figures in both.
Yep.
Very similar theme, you know, taking modern, you know, well-known literary characters and twisting them in a game. Is the Kickstarter market going to support both?
I think with Twisted, the sculptors involved will sell it.
But have you seen the Infamy models?
No, I haven't. I actually haven't looked at the Infamy stuff.
Oh, right. I mean, the Infamy models are beautiful. They really are. And they've just shown their Tesla, Nikola Tesla sculpt that they're giving, that's their Kickstarter exclusive sculpt. And they've had, I think it's done by the French guy, Sebastian.
Okay.
Not the Australian Sebastian, the different guy. But they're absolutely awesome. But I think we should talk about that on another time, because we're sort of well over time by masses.
Yeah, there's going to be loads of alarms.
There are. So until then, I've been Mike.
And I've been Conrad. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter. We're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.